Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our new segment, First and Goal. I'm Jackie Britton, and Bob Soucy joins me now, and we're targeting what's next for the Patriots. That, of course, is the Minnesota Vikings. Week one is done, and let's be honest here. On offense, the Vikings have a lot that they can do to the Patriots' defense in the air and on the ground with Cordarrelle Patterson and Adrian Peterson. We know what both of those guys are capable of.
Well, Jackie, they've got a great offensive coordinator and a longtime head coach as well, Norv Turner, who last year was the coordinator for the Cleveland Browns when they nearly beat the Pats at Gillette. And you're right, he's got a lot of options. Even with Matt Castle at quarterback, a guy who seems to be holding down that position only until Teddy Bridgewater is ready, because they've got a 10,000-yard rusher, the aforementioned Adrian Peterson, and they've got Cordarrelle Patterson, who rushed three times against St. Louis over the weekend for 100-plus yards. Then there's tight end Kyle Rudolph and receiver Greg Jennings, the veteran. There are weapons for that Minnesota Vikings team.
Yes, and certainly the work doesn't get any easier in week two for the Patriots defense. But how about the Patriots offensive line, who clearly struggled down in Miami? This pass rush still really tough going up against the front that the Vikings have.
Yeah, speaking of coaching connections, Kevin Coyle, the defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, was on the staff in Cincinnati. His boss there was defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer, of course, now the new head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. He's always had good defenses wherever he's been, and he oversees a unit that indeed has an imposing pass rush. Everson Griffin, a blossoming young player, two sacks against St. Louis. Chad Greenway is really an unheralded linebacker, a good player, and it's a secondary that produced a pick six against St. Louis. Good defense, and really for the Patriots, they've got to shore up both lines in preparation for Minnesota.
Right, so the Patriots will look to rebound from their loss last week against the Miami Dolphins, and it doesn't get any easier really as they go on the road and try to get it done again on their home turf. So certainly challenges on all fronts this week, and we will have you covered all week long, but that will do it for Bob and myself, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.